This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, got another hour of What's On Your Mind, and I want to know what's on your mind. We have all these swamp media that are here covering the vice president here, so you've given some great counsel, I think. I don't know that it'll do any good. Honestly, I don't. But I do want them to know why you, despite everything they're trying to throw at Donald Trump, despite everything the swamp and the deep state and the mainstream media and all of the folks are trying to throw at him, that you're not dissuaded one bit. Why do you support him? Despite what they just are flabbergasted about. It's fabulous. A very good opportunity to educate them. I'm going to take two more calls on those, and then I'm going to chat with Dan Eberhardt. Dan is with Canary, and Canary is an oil and gas company doing business, among other places, in the great state of North Dakota. You see Dan regularly on all of the cable networks talking about energy issues and also talking about the political scene. Follows us very closely in town today for the visit of Vice President Pence. We'll talk with Dan, too, coming up in just a moment. Gary in Jamestown, inform the media, inform the swamp. They're descending on us because of Mike, Vice President Pence's visit today for Congressman Cramer. So what do you want them to know?
Well, in regards to the swamp, you know, yeah, I'd like to see it drained. But the problem is, you know, you drain those people, those camp followers, groupies, and hangers-on, they're still within a 100-mile radius of Washington, D.C. So maybe what should be considered is moving the Capitol and move the three branches of government to a more centralized location in the United States.
That's a very good idea. That's a very good idea. Because, they live, breathe, and sleep this stuff. Congressman Cramer talks often about the four richest counties in America are the ones surrounding Washington, D.C. It's all a bunch of swamp dwellers that make money on, gaming the system.
Well, here's my 2 cents worth. I'm looking at a Rand McNally Road Atlas. State of Nebraska, Cherry County, Nebraska, I think would be perfect right in the middle in the sand hills. And if lobbyists want to go and do their work in front of Congress, they'll just simply have to live in a tent to go before Congress. Only problem with Cherry County, Nebraska is they might not have enough water there to support them. Their alternate site number two is up in Alaska.
There you go. Anwar. North. We could use Anwar. I love it. Anwar.
Well, I wouldn't go above the Arctic Circle. There's a place north of Fairbanks called Stevens Village in Yukon Flats National Wildlife Refuge. They can go look at the migrating reindeer and muskox. They got the Yukon River there to supply all their water needs. They could even go ice fishing in the winter. But just get it out of Washington, D.C. Well, because one of the reasons in the first place put in Washington, D.C. was that decision was made before air conditioning. And so Congress couldn't do any legislative damage during the hot summer months.
Isn't that something? That's a very, very good point. I tell you what, there's wisdom in the plains. And you're a prime example of that, Gary. It's a great idea. It really is. Look, if John Paul Stevens, the retired Supreme Court justice, can write an op-ed today for the New York Times suggesting that we repeal the Second Amendment, all right? Thank you very much, Justice Stevens, for reminding everybody if we vote for Heidi Heitkamp, what we're going to get more of on the United States Supreme Court. People that want to repeal the Second Amendment, if that idea can come out of the mouth of somebody that sat on the Supreme Court, then I tell you what, I think your idea is far from crazy. It's brilliant. Appreciate it. Stan in Fargo, what's your take?
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry, this might be a little off topic, but my concern is, and I'd like your opinion, because I'm not sure, is what do you think is the percentage of Republicans that just pay lip service but are trying to actively sabotage the president behind his back. Because I think it's quite a high percentage myself. I don't think they want a non-politician to succeed.
It's not a low number. It's not. I can tell you this. Kevin Cramer wants him to succeed. Kevin Cramer gets why people like here in North Dakota and the folks we've talked to today have continued their support for Donald Trump no matter what they throw at him, which is in why, in my mind, what we need, and I want to talk to Dan about this, we need a new, you know, sort of young guns in the Senate. We need a group of folks that are go there that are not of the Mitch McConnell, you know, kiss the ring crowd, that are going to go in there and say enough of this stuff already. Enough of this. When the Democrats are handing it to us on the 60-vote rule over and over and over again, and all we can do is come to talk about changing it, we're done. We're through. Change it. So, sadly, I think you're right. I think there's a lot of Republicans that are scared to death of Donald Trump. They get his popularity. They don't want to cross him publicly, but they aren't exactly out there ready to, you know, roll up their sleeves and go to work and make sure he's, you know, able to accomplish what he told us he would accomplish, what he set out to do. I'm totally with you, Stan. 100%. Take one more out of Western North Dakota, Ron. Ron, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. The deal is my take on Washington, it's no more than WWE wrestling. The Republicans and the Democrats are your good guys, your bad guys. They come out and they give their spiel, and the Republican, the people on the right that support the Republican Party, they cheer for the Republicans. The people on the left cheer for the Democrats. And they go back, and they all go in the same locker room. They all laugh and say, oh, boy, we sure fooled the people again this time. They're all on the same page. Donald Trump came in and screwed up their apple cart. The special interest groups run Washington. The politicians are career politicians. They get voted in by people. They go there. They don't work for the people. They work for special interest, and they work for themselves to line their pockets. I don't know how much more simple it could be. You see it time and time again. If the Republicans wanted to do something, they should have done it. It's not because the Democrats are holding them hostage. It's because they all work together, and it's all in the same boat.
Ron, thanks for the call. I share your frustration. I absolutely do. Dan Eberhardt is here from Canary. Dan is the chief executive officer of Canary, which is a Colorado-based drilling services company, but we like to say it's North Dakota-based because it's got that big, beautiful location in Wanford City, but offices everywhere and obviously active in the oil play. You see Dan regularly standing up for common sense policy when it comes to energy in the media markets, and it's nice to have you in town today. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
What do you think of those callers?
Well, I think they've got interesting points. I mean, I think if we move DC to Nebraska, I don't know if it'd be good for Nebraska or not. But there's too many lobbyists and too many hangers on in DC, and that's, I mean, the callers are definitely right about that.
What do you you spend time with the Stuart Varney, the Fox Business News crew, and the CNBC crews, and Donald Trump is like some sort of laboratory experiment to them. They don't get what people out here in the heartland like about Donald Trump, do they?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think Fox gets it a lot more than the rest of the networks. But I think that there's just a general frustration among the elite class and the establishment class that Trump just obliterates norms. I mean, when he spent 4 hours thinking about vetoing the omnibus bill, well, you know, Paul Ryan was already back in Wisconsin. The House leadership thought it was a done deal. And, you know, those are the kind of things that just stand Washington on its head, and where Trump is really channeling the people and, you know, at least looking at people and listening to people and thinking about, you know, what should I do, not just rubber stamping stuff. So I think that he's just obliterated the norms in that town.
What do you make of the race that many people are talking about as the number one best opportunity for a pickup for Republicans in the November 2018 election between Kevin Cramer and Heidi Heitkamp?
Well, I was super excited when Congressman Cramer got in, and I think that this is really the marquee race in the country as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I think it's going to be a battle of the titans here in North Dakota, but I think Kevin Cramer, who I'm supporting, you know, he really makes a lot of sense. He makes a lot of sense for North Dakota. You know, Heidi Heitkamp can't believe she voted against the tax cuts. I mean, I think that's good for North Dakota and good for working families and good for small and medium-sized businesses. I think she's voted for funding for sanctuary cities, which how does somebody in North Dakota do that? I don't think it makes any sense whatsoever. She, you know, is against the or for the methane rule, which is restrictive on our industry, the oil and gas industry in Western North Dakota. And I think
she could have been in the deciding vote to repeal the Obama era rules through that Congressional Review Act. Her vote and those rules go away, which, by the way, means North Dakota rules prevail, which are better anyway.
Yeah, I think she picked Chuck Schumer over North Dakota. Is that who we want to send back? I don't think so.
How about the vote on the Iran deal in the Obama administration? Now, obviously, that's going to come back in focus here pretty soon.
Sure,
the president's
yeah.
getting ready to do that. But that was a vote essentially to compete against you and others in the oil and gas industry, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was a giveaway to Iran personally. But I think that you know, that's something else. You know, between you know, her vote on that, you know, her potential vote on any potential vacancies in the Supreme Court is just. I don't think she's a good fit for North Dakota and North Dakota values.
More with Dan when we come back after a time. I want to ask him a little bit about the tariff deal. He's concerned about what the president has flirted with in related to steel tariffs, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mine's brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Are you a fan of affordable energy? How about reliable energy? Pretty important, isn't it? When we have the weather swings that we have in North Dakota, cold 40, 50 below weather, wind blowing, right? Same thing on the hot summer days. You need to keep that AC going. It's really life or death. And to have that secure, reliable, and I also add affordable energy is a blessing for sure. And why is it? Clean, beautiful coal, folks. clean, beautiful coal. Find out more about the history of clean coal in North Dakota at SecureEnergyFuture.org, and also let your elected leaders know what you think about it. SecureEnergyFuture.org. We are going to be broadcasting live from the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting coming up early in April. Tommy Lahren will be there from the Fox News Channel. Should be a lot of fun. Back with our conversation with Dan Eberhardt from Canary in Town today for the visit of Vice President Mike Pence and an event he is doing for Congressman Kevin Cramer, both a fundraiser and also a rally. A rally, by the way, free and open to the public, happening at 2 o'clock today at Delta. Marriott, Delta by Marriott in South Fargo. Let's talk about the money race here a little bit.
Sure.
We were talking during the break that members of Congress really need to spend about half of their time raising money. That's the system we have.
It's the system we have, I think, is a mess. But unfortunately, that's the truth and the way it works.
And this race, well, you know, some people are talking about, well, how much do you think is going to be spent between both sides?
I think it's going to be just under $10 million on each side, so maybe $18 million in the race total, if I had to guess. So just hard money.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Now, does Heidi Heitkamp have a tough sell with Democrats around the country that she needs money here to take on Kevin Cramer, given the fact that, you know, you think about Florida, for instance? That's going to be an extraordinarily expensive state, right? Pennsylvania, Ohio, right? Can Democrats fund all those states and give her what she wants?
Well, I think Florida is going to suck up a third of the resources for the Senate campaigns in total. But yeah, I think that eventually the national Democrats are going to leave her out hanging out to dry, because I think that, you know, Cramer's got such momentum and such a positive record that the race is really going to shift. And so when it's the seventh inning in September, and they have to make a call where they're going to put final resources, I think they scratch Heidi Heitkamp off the list, because I think that she's just not going to be able to beat Kevin Cramer and his record and his momentum in November.
As you look at the map around the country and the candidates, am I right that Kevin Cramer's in that sort of young guns category of really, if he and a few other key Republicans win those races, I mean, the Senate as we know it today under Mitch McConnell is done.
Yeah, well, I think that this race is extremely important. I think that the race in Missouri is extremely important. I think if you kind of trade Bob Corker for Marsha Blackburn and a couple of, a couple of other senators, you know, maybe Chris McDaniel, for Thad Cochran, you're going to end up with a younger Senate, younger in spirit, that's more aggressive and it's more tied to the grassroots of the party, and it's maybe a little less pro Mitch McConnell and a little less institutionalist.
From an overall issue standpoint, do you like the landscape right now to November for conservatives?
Yeah, I think we look good. I think there's still momentum. The tax cut package continues to wear well and continues to provide, you know, dividends for economic growth. I think that Trump really did a great job with the State of the Union speech and hit it out of the park with that. And I really think we've got a lot of momentum in these races. I think the shutdown dynamics of the Democrats at the end of the year really backfired on them, and I think we've got good momentum. The generic ballot keeps shrinking, and that's got a lot of the Democrats pretty frightened.
You raised some concerns about the president's steel tariffs as someone that is a manufacturing business, right? You're in the oil and gas business. You buy steel.
Yeah.
And you told me at the time the price of your steel went up. Is it still up?
Yeah, it's still up. So I generally supportive of the Trump administration, but disagree on the tariffs. Although I will say, as a negotiating strategy and as this is continuing to work, it's looking a little better and a little better and a little better as far as the negotiating strategy. I'll tell you guys a little bit. I was in a green room a week ago with Peter Navarro.
Navarro is the president's top trade official. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, he put his hand on his shoulder and told me, just watch how this works out, and winked at me. So, you know, maybe there's a little more strategy than we know about and a little more stuff behind the scenes. I think Trump is right. You know, he's right to stand up to China. They are stealing our intellectual property, and he's right to stand up for consumers, and he's right to stand up for workers. You know, I worry about a tariff making costs go up, and it concerns me. But, you know, as a negotiating strategy, it seems to maybe be working, folks.
Yeah, that's very, very, very telling. And, you know, the markets right now indicate that. You got Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, sitting down with China, right, and having them bend a little bit on this. But it's still costing you more in the meantime, you're telling me.
Yeah, no, I mean, it costs us more. The worry for Canary is, look, we're an oilfield service company. We make stuff. And so if the steel cost goes up 25%, you know, the cost of our goods goes up 7% or 8%. Well, you know, we're still, you know, North American shale, Bakken shale, we're still competing against OPEC. And if their costs haven't moved, then we're less competitive.
When you talk about that, you know, with the tariff ultimately, as it was introduced, mm-hmm. ended up being an exemption for Canada, Australia, and I forget who else.
South Korea, Brazil. So we really let the air out of the balloon in terms of the top five producers.
Right, but does that help you? I mean, then if there's no tariff and you're buying your steel from Canada, do you get a better deal?
Not really. So while he's exempted those countries, the price of the steel that we're paying actually hasn't gone down any. So it seems to have just had the effect of raising the price just under 25%. And letting these countries out or not doesn't seem to be impacting the price whatsoever as far as we're seeing.
Interesting. A couple minutes left. Dan Eberhardt is with us from Canary here today for the visit of the vice president. What do you expect this visit to mean? I mean, the vice president coming here, we're in March, we're a little early. What does this tell us about this race?
Yeah, well, it's a little early. It shows us that the White House and Trump and Pence are really behind Kevin Cramer and his effort, and I think that we can continue to, you know, hopefully expect support from Trump for Kevin Cramer. Those two are pretty close, and so I think that will, you know, if Trump gets involved and puts his thumb on the scale, I think that'll help Kevin Cramer. I also think it shows that the White House, North Dakota, is on the mind of the White House, which I think is a good thing.
So, in other words, there's some significance in the vice president being here this early. We should read something into this.
I don't think he's going a lot of places for campaign events at all right now. So I think that's a pretty telling thing.
My prediction for you, by the way,
uh-huh.
The president will be here three times before November.
Yeah,
in North Dakota. There's my prediction. Three times. That may be a little bold, but I'm thinking two rallies in the heart of the campaign, but one at the closing hour.
I think he wants to come to Fargo and set the record for the attendance in the dome.
I've heard similar stories.
So yeah, that, yeah. I've heard that. So I think we can look for that.
And by the way, I think that is a goal. That is, worthy of trying to achieve. I think he could do it. Honestly, do.
So do I, and I think that'd be a great thing for his campaign and a great fact for his campaign going into the closing stretch of the midterms.
And just says so much about where Donald Trump's support comes from. It's like what we did last hour, just to, you know, having people inform the mainstream media who do not understand this man. The swamp does not understand this man. They don't get it. They don't know. They just expect the next big thing to be the end of him, and it never is.
Well, the disrespect, according to him, on the coast is absolutely amazing to me. How checked out the coasts are on why people like Donald Trump and why people like his antics, why people like him standing up to the swamp, why people like him, you know, throwing the sand in the gears a little bit.
Dan, thanks for the time today. Appreciate
Thank you.
All you do for. Being such an important vocal advocate for the oil and gas industry and also engaging on these very important issues. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dan Eberhardt of Canary, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls, questions, and comments after this. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What happens if no one's fighting for traditional pro-life and pro-family values? The Team and Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota won't let that happen. They defend and preserve pro-life and pro-family biblical values every day, representing you and your principles at the state legislature and alerting you to key issues that affect the family in North Dakota. Join Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota at its annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call for tickets, 701-219-0948.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Wanted to know more information about Tommy Lahren coming to the Lignite Energy Council during the break. Let me tell you what you need to know about that. April 4th is when you can expect to see Tommy Lahren, Bismarck Event Center, for the 2018 annual meeting of the Lignite Energy Council. I would suggest if you want tickets for that, which you still can get, you go to the website, LigniteEnergyCouncil.com, and there is an events tab there where you can find out more about everything that's happening. Check that out. Or if you would like to just say, hey, how about I just call them, Scott? I'll give you a number, 701-258-7117, 258-7117. Tommy Lahren, of course, is on Fox News Channel. And always enjoy her commentary. Does a good job. She does that Final Thoughts on Fox News Insider. It's really good, too. She was with The Blaze for a time as well, Glenn Beck's outfit. Telephone number is 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. We have time till the top of the hour to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I have one little thing gnawing at me that I want to get out here related to the weekend event with March for Our Lives, the student-led. You know, by the way, it's not a student-led event. I don't know why we're calling it a student. I saw some analysis done by Washington Media. It wasn't as though it was some, source with something against, in fact, that this would be favorable towards gun control and some of the things the students were pressing for. And the analysis was that 10% of the marchers were 18 or under. So that's really not a student-led march anymore. You follow what I'm saying? So, again, a media misconception. This is the same media who told you there were 800,000 people there, and then CBS or somebody flew over and actually said, no, there's 200,000. It's kind of interesting because usually what the mainstream media does is try and say there are less people there for pro-life marches than are actually there. So in this case, I think they were hoping to fly over and say, there's zillions of people, and there were not. So just a little fact there that I found rather interesting. Anyway, I have something I want to share with you about a Facebook post that's kind of sitting with me in need of some discussion. Todd will offer some counsel on it along with the fine listeners. Maybe Manny can weigh in. Kevin, I want your take on this. Okay? We're brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the folks at, the, you know, the Little Plumber. Been around for decades, over 100 years. Heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota. And I talk often about how they have saved so many companies money by saying, here, please, manage this for us. Manage this building and mechanical heating and cooling system. 600 different buildings they're doing that through for throughout the Northern Plains. And mainly, as people who've looked at the bottom line said, you know, I have no certainty at all in my bottom line because I don't know, is this going to be replaced? Is it not? Is the maintenance on it terrible? Whatever. Much easier to go this route through Link. 223-3393. That's the Link service contract they offer at H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908. 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. They have a great video. Okay, you guys ready for this? So last night on Facebook, I posted a comment from a student, and I'm not entirely sure if this student was from Parkland or where, but the student was definitely part of a protest related to a gun control walkout, okay? And this girl sort of just goes up there and says what was on her mind about all this. Listen to this. Okay, listen to this and give me your take on this. I'm going to play you this clip, then I'm going to play you what I put, and then I'm going to play read a comment from someone who didn't like my commentary on this, and I want you to tell me whether they're right or I'm right. Here we go. Not this again. This stupid tab thing giving me. Oh my gosh, unbelievable! How do I do that, Todd? Little tab thing at the top where you mute the whole tab, which I never do.
Right click and unmute tab if you haven't muted.
Yeah.
Or mute
how about if I never did that and now it doesn't give me any option to unmute the tab? Why would that be? It's kind of embarrassing.
No kidding.
Todd doesn't have it, so he can't play it. I would like to find the person who's doing this.
This is on your
Facebook? It's like a booby trap. Yeah.
Okay, let me log back in. I'd logged out for a second.
By the way, every other tab doesn't have this little mute on it, but this tab does. And I didn't put it up there. I hate things like this that just appear out of nowhere. And you're telling me this isn't new. This is like a thing. This is just...
All right.
Everybody knows about the unmute tab.
I mean, if you get some pop-up that blares at you, you can just mute the tab real quick, and then you're... Do you want the brave student stands up and confronts that one?
I do. That audio. Yes. Could you play that audio?
Yeah.
Todd's playing. You can listen then. Closely.
Before we just stand here for 17 minutes and don't do nothing, because that's what we're all going to do right now, I just wanted to say, like, we're out here for a shooting, school shooting. You guys are all in a school, okay? And these school shootings are happening from these kids that you guys are cornering out, that you're bullying, that you're doing this, all this stuff to because you think it's funny. And it's not funny. All of these kids just want to be themselves. They want to be who they want to be in their own school. They're here to learn. They're not here to bully. Kids shouldn't be shooting up schools. We are teenagers. You should say that you love your neighbor. You should be there for them. Sit with them at lunch. Tell them that you're their friend, that you're going to be there for them whenever they need you. Because just because everybody's dealing with bullying at school enough, and they have their own problems at home, whether you know it or not, everybody does. And I don't see why it's so hard to be nice and care and love each other. Like, it's not hard. And I know some of you are going to laugh and look at me like I'm stupid, but I don't care because somebody said something while we're out here. Somebody stood up, and I'm sorry that I look mad, and I'm saying this aggressively, but you guys won't get it any other way, because it's not a joke. It really isn't. Most of you are out here because you don't want to be in class. That's it. Like, it's stupid. I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
says, I care about all of you. I mean, a great message. And by the way, very, in my mind, factual, related to the vast majority of the walkout participants. Don't you think? I mean, isn't that common sense to say that, we get out of school? Hey, let's go. Are there some, well-organized, thoughtful young folks that are part of this? Wonderful. I've said probably 1,000 times through this whole thing that any student that genuinely is concerned about their school and safety, that is just going about exercising their own personal beliefs and being part of this, God bless them. I think it's wonderful, whether I agree with them or not. I think that's fine. But I don't think that's the majority of the people. I just don't. So I put this up and I said, watch this. Refreshing to know some students, see what happened differently than the gun control robots. Funny, I don't see this young lady interviewed about her solutions to end school violence. I wonder why. Okay? Does that strike anybody as too harsh? Kevin, are you bristling at Manny? Todd, did anything I said there seem a little harsh to you?
Nope.
Manny, anything stick out as being a little maybe callous? Mean? No? Okay. Kevin, gun control robots, did that offend you when I said some of these kids were gun control robots? Did that offend you at all, Kevin? He's nodding his head no.
I want to know how it's another spin. Brian comments it's another spin by Scott. How is it a spin?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people
it's the woman up there giving her 2 cents worth.
Yep.
And nailing it.
It's not spin. I put up what she said and I put a comment on it and I asked people to say something about it, right?
Spin.
Yeah. So here is something that just kind of stuck with me. I don't know why. Gun control robots, says Dawn. When sharing a video on spreading love, care, and concern for others, you've shared it as a bully. It's these tactics against which all of those young people marched on Saturday. I would suggest there wasn't one person that marched Saturday that wouldn't agree with the message of love from the young lady in the video you shared. Well, she didn't watch it. There was not some love coming from, David Hogg. There was no love there. Don, nice try, but did some share it? I'm sure, but you're stretching things a little to say there wasn't one message that didn't agree with that. First of all, if they didn't agree to it, why didn't we hear that? Why didn't we hear that on the podium? I didn't hear that on the podium. I heard guns were the problem. I heard the NRA was the problem. I heard a lot of negativity. I heard a lot of talking points written by professional protesters. What I heard. She goes on to say, this is to me, please stop the negativity and spreading the divisiveness. Be kind and simply listen with an open heart and mind. People rise and gather in peaceful protest when they feel they haven't been heard. Belittling one march after another is not heeding their message or even considering the concerns being shared. It is this spread of hatred that people are truly fighting. All right.
I'm getting sick out of everybody seems to think that if you don't agree with them, then you're hating. Doesn't even matter what it is. Because you don't agree with them, you hate.
Yeah. And by the way, I think you got to talk truth to some of these kids too, right? I mean, there is an organized element of this. The planned protesters have an agenda from the Planned Parenthoods on down that are funding it. Huge. Do any kind of basic research on the movement and you'll find that. So, we need to, when I say gun control robots, that's what I'm talking about. On the other hand, I think pulling out voices like this young lady's is a good one. So I don't want to say anything that would, sort of bring that down into the mud, if you will. So I will take criticism. Dawn is obviously a big Heidi Heitkamp supporter and, a lefty and probably wants to grab guns. I get that. But, I'm not going to take her personal motivations and dismiss the message, whether I should say it better. That's why I'm asking you. More coming up. Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
40 206-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You did all right with that, says a texter. There's one in every conversation to disagree. I don't mind at all. I honestly don't. I like people who disagree. And this one made me think a little bit to say, okay, is she right? I'm on one hand, applauding a brave student that stands up and confronts classmates on what is a bunch of drivel. A bunch of drivel. At these walkouts. With the real root cause. Why don't we talk about suicide rates? You know what they are among teenagers? The suicide rate among adolescents has jumped 70% in recent years. The suicide rate, by the way, for all age groups has risen dramatically, now at a 30-year high. the spiritual root of this crisis. We've talked about it before. We talked about it the day after Parkland, one of the shows I'll never forget, where this audience went through point by point on why something like that happens. And none of it was about more laws that people don't follow. We got another prime example of that. Remember the shooting in Maryland? 17 years old, used a 9mm Glock. You have to be 21 to purchase a handgun in Maryland. Criminals don't follow laws. So let's go to the root cause. Let's go to what's missing in these teams. And she did a good job with it. I thought really good. Stephen Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Scott, it's so punishing to listen to this. And, like, all of a sudden, all those teenagers are the geniuses. You know, like you say, God bless them for getting out there and getting up in front of people. But they're just naive to the facts. These guns have been around since the 60s. The shooting started in the 90s as a result of maybe you don't say the Pledge of Allegiance. Everyone is divided based on, you know, where they came from. The bullying that woman so articulately talked about is just absolutely ridiculous. And then I thought we learned something at Columbine. I thought the officers go in immediately. They confront the shooters. They bring in the EMTs immediately for victims. You know, this individual that was responsible for protecting the kids stood outside the building yelling into the radio, stay 500 feet away, and then they waited for the shooting to stop, and then the captain shows up on the scene, and he has the EMTs stand down to wait another 10 or 15 minutes to make sure as many people bleed to death as possible. The Obama administration's Promise program assured that this kid never was reported to law enforcement to restrict his gun privileges. It's all about liberal principles, but it's the gun's fault, right, Scott?
Yeah, it's just the dumbing down of America is what's sad to me about it. You know, again, I ask this repeatedly of anybody on this issue. Tim Purdon and I, former U.S. attorney, going back and forth, working on a date next week to do a gun debate. I've asked him repeatedly. He won't answer the question. He just keeps throwing out, you know, taunts and everything else to say, okay, you're an attorney. You defended these criminals. How many of them, in the commission of a crime with a gun, obtained the gun legally? So pass all the gun laws you want. If you are banking on criminals following the law, you are making us more vulnerable. You are putting us in harm's way. Is that hard to understand?
No, and then the math of trying to reduce the guns. So are you talking about confiscation? Are you going to compensate? Or are you just going to make them illegal, and if you don't turn them in, you go to jail? So you're just going to steal private property? Because there are, you know, high-capacity magazines out there now that are in the hundreds of millions. And, you know, people paid somewhere between 10 and 50 bucks a piece for them. So who's going to buy all those up? And then if you don't, you know, the law-abiding citizens are going to turn them in and lose their money. You're going to create a black market, and then the only people with high-capacity magazines are whom? The
now,
criminals and drug dealers.
I would love to learn from this young lady about, and by the way, she didn't exactly, you know, get all warm and fuzzy in delivering this message about, can you be kind to other people? Can you, I mean, you there's nothing wrong with passion. I'll never apologize for it, ever. Because it, to me, you know, it suggests you care about your country. You care about your school. You care about your, you know, where you live. You know, that you care enough to raise your voice and say, wake up, people, wake up. But, you know, I'd love to have that conversation that she's having. If you really want to affect some change, there's where you're going to affect some change.
And again, Scott, the only immediate fix to protecting kids as quickly as possible is finding the, you know, 2 to 52 people that are competent inside that building and are willing to carry a gun, because they can carry it and nothing happens until they absolutely need it.
Yeah,
and that,
very good point.
That would do it really fast. But nope, you can't do that. Gun-free zones, they've worked so well. They've absolutely assured that all these massacres will take place right here in our schools but they will not back down from their ignorant liberal standpoint. It's just embarrassing.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. Texter says bullying has been around forever. Don't think it's that, or only that, at least. Many other reasons. Breakdown of family, probably the biggest issue. Boy, is it ever. Long list. But we don't talk about that, do we? No, we talk about liberal utopia. Supreme Court justice today advocating for the repeal of the Second Amendment. It happened. That's what happens, folks. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.